Hey everyone, this is Mike Whitfield with WorkoutFinishers.com and TrainWithFinishers.com, and you are in for a treat. I have with me on the phone my fitness and business coach, Mr. Craig Ballantyne. Craig, welcome to the call.
Hey Mikey, thanks for having me, bud.
Absolutely. Looking very forward to this. I know my readers love TT workouts, with me being a TT trainer and, of course, introducing the TT principles. And we're going to talk a lot of some cool stuff. The 2.0 coming out, very excited about that. We're going to also talk about some things that people can do if they only have 4 weeks to lose fat. We're going to give some great tips on that and some other things as well. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Now, most of my people know about turbulence training, and they know about you, but there are going to be some on this call that perhaps don't know about turbulence training. So if you will, give us a little bit of a background of how you came about, and I definitely want you to point out the story of how you came across the name. Because I find that pretty cool.
Sure. So when I was younger, I was really into bodybuilding, and then I became really interested in training like an athlete. And what I ended up doing was I started training people back in the late 90s, and I realized that the way that I trained personally with these short burst workouts, the supersets and interval training, was helping my athletes get really lean in a very short amount of time. And so I started using that with Men's Health magazine because I was writing for them, and we just found that it worked so well. So in about 2001, I came up with I published the very first turbulence training workout, and I came up with the name on a flight from Salt Lake City to Toronto after a nutrition conference. And if I remember correctly, it's something that I believe was from turbulence on the plane, and it made me realize that you put turbulence on your body when you train like this, and it causes the afterburn, and the afterburn causes you to burn more calories and burn more belly fat and get more results in a short amount of time. So even though you don't train as long as you probably used to, especially if you're new to turbulence training, you get more results, and that's what matters. So we're helping people save time, lose their belly fat, and enjoy their life a whole lot more. It's really fantastic, the feedback we get.
Definitely, and I get that same feedback as well by introducing turbulence training with my clients. And back when I trained one-on-one clients, that's where they got the fastest results, and actually had several win the transformation contest using TT workouts. So what I'm really excited about is I was actually part of it, this turbulence training 2.0. Tell us, if you will, 2 to 3 of the differences between the original TT program and 2.0.
Well, the main difference is that, well, there's two main differences. One, we've cut all the workouts down to 30 minutes, so we've reduced some rest periods but still maintain that super high intensity. This has been, you know, something that's changed over the years. And, in fact, it's been 10 years now. It's the 10th anniversary since we put our first turbulence training website up. It was 2 years after we came out with the first turbulence training workout. We put a website up for it. And so we're celebrating the 10th anniversary by updating the workouts. So shorter rest periods, more work in 30 minutes than ever before, and we're actually using more metabolic finishers and bodyweight finishers, you know, along the lines of you know, some of the stuff that we've worked together on to replace interval training. So the workouts are shorter, and there's no machines needed. So you don't need a treadmill. You don't need a bike. And so there's so many people that, you know, live in Wisconsin and like to do intervals in the summertime but can't do intervals in the wintertime. And so we solved their problems with these workouts. And, you know, since you were part of the film crew, you know what these workouts are like. They're so entertaining and they're so effective, and they really do kick your butt in 30 minutes. So anybody that's doubtful that you can get results, I mean, you'll be pleasantly surprised. But, I mean, most people, especially in the turbulence training and finishers world, know how hard you can work in just 4 minutes. So it shouldn't be a stretch for anybody to be surprised to believe how amazing the results you can get from 30 minutes of training 3 times per week. So we're really excited about what we have in this one. And each one of these programs comes with follow-along workouts, and that's a new addition to the program as well.
Definitely, and that's a huge difference right there is the follow-along videos, not only because I was part of that filming, but I've also discovered just little tweaks in my own programs and, of course, helping others with their programs. Just as an example, the dumbbell step up, I would step up on the bench and, of course, take about, you know, a second or two to come down. But during the filming, you really had me take a good solid 3 seconds or so to come down. and that really fired up my glutes. And so just those little tweaks right there as far as watching how we do it rep by rep on video is a huge difference. And, of course, the motivation and the accountability is also a big plus.
Yeah, it's huge, the feedback that we get from people about how it's amazing to be inspired by you and by Brian and by myself and by Shauna, who's also in the videos this time. You know, it's just the community that you don't get from a book. You can get a little bit more of it from the Turbulence Training videos, and then you can get the interaction on the Turbulence Training membership site too. But it's really, really motivating for people to, you know, when they're not interested in training, to throw the video on and be like inspired by, oh yeah, these guys are going at it hard, I'm going to go at it really hard today too. And we change our programs more frequently than any other DVD program that you're going to get. So that's why it's really, really fantastic to have these videos.
Very cool. Well, let's talk about other fat loss programs. And my question is, where do you find that most other fat loss programs fall short? And what is it that we're missing when it comes to fat loss?
Well, to be honest with you, I really only study the ones that are most effective. I mean, there's a few, you know, my top trainers are Jason Ferrugia, John Romanello, Alan Cosgrove, and so I speak with them mostly, and I don't get caught up in too much other stuff. But in general, from people that go to the gym, the two biggest problems are they're doing long, slow cardio or they're doing light-intensity training, just because they're not interested in it or they don't know any better. And the other problem is that they don't go in with a set routine, and so they just kind of wander around aimlessly. And I've done that before too, and I when I'm traveling and I was just too lazy to put something together, and I really hate those workouts. They don't come together very well. So you have to have a good program, good structured professional program. And once you have that down, I mean, that's, you know, really, really a big part of the program, a big part of your results, no matter almost who's putting it together, unless, you know, the trainer is really, really bad. And so having that, increasing your intensity so you can get in and out of the gym really quickly, those are the things that your program must deliver. And then you go home and you have that extra time to put into your nutrition, which is so important. So those are the things that constitute a really good program. And with Turbulence Training, literally we've had thousands of success stories, and we've been doing this for over a decade now. And I'm just so dialed in with the latest experts that we're above and beyond in advance of the research, but we're also dialed in with the latest research too. So that's why you get those tips and tricks that can make an exercise that's already kind of tough, like the step up, into something that's really, really effective.
Absolutely. Very cool. Now, let's say we have a guy named Joe, and he says, Craig, I have my high school reunion coming up in just 4 weeks, and I'm about 30 pounds overweight. What do I need to do for the next 4 weeks to lose as much fat as possible? What would you tell that person?
Well, that person's got to get dialed in on their nutrition, and they need to also then, you know, start training consistently with intensity. Well, we can't train them too hard. I mean, it depends on, you know, if someone's 30 pounds overweight, they can't be doing jumping and all that type of stuff that some of these DVDs are having people do. Nutrition is going to help this person take the most body fat off them in the next 4 weeks. So we have to figure out what's best for them. And generally, the Eat Stop Eat program has been one of the most effective when combined with Turbulence Training for our transformation contest. So we're looking at about knocking off 15 to 18 pounds in 30 days when someone goes from bad nutrition to good nutrition and uses Eat Stop Eat and then uses Turbulence Training. And so if someone is working out already, we get them on the Buff Dudes and Hot Chicks program, which we film the follow-along workouts for. If they've been kind of dabbling in workouts, we'd put them on the intermediate program. And then if they were brand new, we would put them on beginner turbulence training, where you can still lose a lot of belly fat, but you just won't be training as intensely. But you'll be using a lot more bodyweight exercises, and if you're 30 pounds overweight, it's going to be pretty darn hard. So we have a system for everybody that goes and gets put into place there. Our most advanced program in terms of results, the one that most of our transformation contest winners use, is that Buff Dudes and Hot Chicks program. And also one of our other ones that's really popular is the Thermogenic 30, which we also filmed follow-along workouts for. And these two are just really smashing successes, and I'd have people on those as quickly as possible. But I still wouldn't have them do more than four workouts of hard exercise per week. They still stay active on their off days, but we can't, you know, you can't cram for fat loss like you cram for an exam. You're going to get overuse injuries. You're going to hurt your elbows or your knees or your shoulders or your back if you train too frequently with intense training. People are going to drop out, and then they're going to go to the reunion, and they'll be 40 pounds overweight because they dropped out and started eating out of depression. So we have to train smart and train and eat properly.
Awesome. And going back to that buff dudes and hot chicks, that is definitely a good classic workout from the TT, because I actually use that myself, and I've used it with, I think, 3 to 5 of my clients, and I had great success. As a matter of fact, Amber, who won first place, I think it was three contests ago, and she actually used that the last 4 weeks. It was kind of the climax to the end of her 12-week transformation. And I can't remember the exact pounds, but I remember her losing a couple of dress sizes and just looking amazing. Of course, her husband was pretty excited about it as well. That's a fantastic program. I've used it myself and several clients as well. And kind of rolling into that, I know that Workout C of that had a pretty cool bodyweight interval program at the end. Let's talk about finishers, and let's talk about how, you know, what kind of finishers do you have in the TT 2.0 program, and what are maybe 1 to 2 of your favorite finishers?
Well, we got finishers at the end of every workout. Now, you know, one of the things that I did recently was that 101 Reasons to Hate Craig Valentine workout. That was a lot of fun. And, you know, throwing the burpees in there at the end, you know, doing them for a certain number of reps before you can move on, I really like that. Anything that is total body that we can get in there, total body movement, and then we also superset things with lower body and upper body and total body ab exercises. So at the very least, I would do my big 5 as a finisher: squat, push, pull, single leg, total body abs. That's fantastic. You can do that for 30 seconds or 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. And then always a classic is the Punisher, which is 20 seconds of squat, 10-second hold in that bottom position, and repeat that 8 times for the super most advanced bodyweight finisher that you can do. And I did that, believe it or not, in a bathroom in an airport. I was emailing my readers about that today on my trip to Europe, because I just sat on an airplane for 12 hours, and I had another 4-hour flight after that. So I just needed to move around, and I didn't want to walk around with my bags on my shoulders throughout the entire airport. So I just crammed one of those workouts in this giant bathroom where there was, you know, shower and everything, and there was tons of room. So I just did the bodyweight workout in there, and that was great.
Absolutely. And, of course, I challenge everybody listening to throw that in at the end of your workout. Like I said, 20 squats, and then hold that 10-second bottom position there and do that 8 times. It will absolutely destroy your legs, and it'll make you walk funny at first when you're done, but then you got all day energy from that, because it's so intense, and it's a great finisher after any workout.
Yeah, well, I would definitely tell most people not to do that workout because they're not ready for it. But so what I would say is try 2 rounds first, and then next week come back and do another 2 rounds, so you're up to 4, and then the week after that, try 6, and then finally try 8. But you definitely do not want to just jump into that. That is not something that will make people happy. It could leave them, you know, quite injured, to be honest with you, if they just go from never doing it to doing 8 rounds of it. So you got to build up.
Oh, certainly, definitely. And I like that approach of doing an increase of 2 rounds each week. And going back to that 2010 style, there was something specific that I remembered when we did the filming, and that was the ab and side, or the plank and side plank variation of that. It was a really good finisher for my abs. What that was is we actually did a plank for 20 seconds, and then for the 10-second rest period, and it's not really rest, you do a left side plank, then you go back to a regular plank, and then go to the other side plank for 10 seconds. So basically you're doing 20 seconds of a regular plank and then a 10-second side plank, and you do that for, I believe, 4 rounds. And, of course, if you're wanting to try that, when you first do it, just do 2 rounds or even just 1 round just to kind of get, you know, ease into it. But it's a great way. It's what I call a cool ab finisher. But I remember doing that and my abs feeling pretty much pretty tight for the rest of the day. So that was a fantastic finisher there. Now let's talk about – putting on muscle and losing fat, there's arguments on both sides. We see people that, or there's some experts that say that it can't be done, and of course we see the other side as well. What are your thoughts on putting on muscle and losing fat at the same time? And if it is possible, how do we do that?
Well, it certainly is possible. Research even proves that. There was one study where they did a 10-week, or maybe it was 12-week, circuit training program in men and women over the age of 60, and they gained 4 pounds of lean mass and lost 4 pounds of body fat over the 12 weeks. And all they did was that circuit training 3 times per week. There was no change in diet. There was no interval training or finishers. So it's clear that, you know, this is not the only study that people can do this in. I've done studies where I've had guys, and you can look this one up on PubMed if you're a science nerd like I am. You can see the study, my name is on it, Ballantine CS, and it's where we studied protein and creatine supplements over 8 weeks in young men. And they gained an average of, I believe, 6 or 8 pounds of lean mass. There was no gain in absolute body fat, meaning they didn't gain pounds of fat, but because they gained all that lean mass, they decreased their body fat, so they looked leaner. And so there, you know, young men are also doing it. But it's going to work best in beginners who are, or people that are going from low-intensity training to harder-intensity training and using turbulence training and using my system and the right diet. And, yes, you can do it. Now, if you want to be a bodybuilder, this is not the right approach for you. If you want to step on stage, you got to go and get really, really big. Now, you don't have to eat fried chicken like some bodybuilders did in the magazines and made a big deal out of that, and then they, you know, went on a hardcore diet. That's, you know, not good for your health, and that's not necessary. You know, smart bodybuilders like Ben Pakulski, who we recommend here at Turbulence Training because he's an intelligent bodybuilder, they do gain as much muscle as possible, and they don't worry about losing fat, but they don't get a lot of belly fat, and then they don't have to diet, you know, super extreme. They just, you know, it's still extreme, but it's not as extreme as it used to be in the past. So there's certain situations where, yes, it'll work. It'll never, you know, you won't gain 40 pounds of muscle and lose 20 pounds of fat at the same time. You'll, you know, it'd be more like 10 and 5, and you'll get great results. And most people only want to move their body composition by that much. So it works for the, you know, the men's health readers who I deal with on a regular basis. I don't deal with the muscle and fitness magazine readers that often who want more muscle. But that said, I do have the Meatheads program for those people.
Oh, yes, love the Meathead programs, and it's got a lot of good feedback on that. As a matter of fact, Daniel Woodrum, another certified turbulence trainer, he and I actually did a Meathead workout when we were in San Diego, and it was another, I think it was the I think it was the 5x5 that you put out recently, and that was a solid system. I think really there's a Meathead in all of us, just so not all of us admit it. All right, now let's talk about a common theme. And what I mean by that is we've had so many great transformation winners in your turbulence training contest, and it seems like with every contest, the results are getting more and more shocking. We've just seen some great stories there, including Catherine, the TT Trainer of the Year. What would you say is the most common among these winners? Is it mindset? Is it their nutrition? What would you say the traits are?
Well, the common aspect is that there's five commonalities, that they have planning and preparation, they have social support, they have professional accountability, they have an incentive that's personal to them, and they have the deadline. And if you have all five of those, you'll never go wrong. If you have four of them, you'll get good results. But if you only have one or two, you will fail, period, because you cannot have this transformation, at least one that's going to last more than a week. You know, you're not going to stick to something if you don't have all five of those in place. So you need better planning. If you're going to be serious about this, you need to plan better. And we have another contest coming up, and we'd love for people to be involved in it. Whether they're using your programs, Mikey, or my programs, everybody can be involved in it. And so better planning. They need to plan their nutrition, and they need to use a professional program. Then they need to have social support. They need to recruit positive people in their life. If they don't have positive people in their life, they can go online to TT members, or they can go to my Facebook page or your Facebook page and get social support from you and me, which will also provide them professional accountability, which is what research shows from Stanford that professional accountability, that is checking in with somebody who's a professional, whether it's a nurse, doctor, nutritionist, or trainer, gives better results. And then you need an incentive. You need to either reward yourself or punish yourself. So, you know, with our contest, we have an incentive of money for winning. But most people about, you know, three quarters or halfway through or even a quarter of the way through see the benefits of it, and they realize it's not about the money, it's about the change. And so that's important. And then finally, the deadline. And there needs to be that light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, 90 days, 12 weeks, 6 weeks, 28 days, there needs to be something where people can say, I only have to do it for this long. And as you get closer to the deadline, you start to get your motivation back if it started to go away because you're like, oh, I'm, you know, the finish line is right here. It's right here. And so that's super powerful. So you need to get involved with that as well. Those five things are what Catherine had, what Emily had, what all the people in our recent contest had. If they get results, they have those, period.
Very cool. And I certainly want to go back to the planning aspect of it. And there's one quote that you say on your Facebook quite a bit that I totally agree with, and I think it's very helpful, and that is find two solutions for every obstacle that you have. In other words, if you know that you're going to be going out to eat with your friends, figure out two ways that you're not going to, you know, eat the chicken wings that everybody else is eating. Either, you know, that could be bringing your own things or planning ahead and taking a look at the menu online, figure out exactly what you're going to order and, you know, tell whoever it is that you're calling with, this is what I'm going to eat. But that one is very powerful as far as figuring out two solutions for every obstacle. I really like that one.
Yeah, you make a great point, Mike. I just mentioned this the other day, and it's so possible now, thanks to the Internet, is going online and looking at the menu in advance. Because I've been like everybody else listening to this call where you get to the restaurant and you know you want to eat healthy and you panic when you get the menu because, you know, you don't really have time to look at it because you're in conversation with people. So if you look at it in advance, you don't have to go in and worry about ordering properly. You can figure out what's appropriate for your goal. You can figure out what specific personal requests you want to make, like, you know, can I combine chicken with this salad or whatever, or can we remove this, or, you know, you can even call ahead and ask the restaurant. And so being prepared like that, it's just so simple. It's only going to take you 3 to 5 minutes, but it's going to make a world of difference in your transformation and in your results.
Very cool. Good point. And now the last thing we're talking about is what I've been so excited about. And, of course, like I said earlier, I was a part of it, so I got to literally see it in action, this Turbulence Training 2.0. Tell us, you know, spill the beans. What's happening with 2.0? What can we expect from it and that kind of thing?
Well, we have only a couple of weeks until that comes out, and it's so exciting because, again, it's the 10-year anniversary. You know, people have been doing this for years and years and years. They've been using the original program and then all the cool new programs that we put out on a monthly basis. We have over 135 workouts, but we haven't really gotten into these follow-along workouts until this year, which, you know, people really love. They're dumbbells and body weight. We have the Home Workout Revolution program, but this is the original Turbulence Training, the program that started it all, that really started a shift in the industry, you know, not just in my business, but in many people's businesses, to use metabolic resistance training and interval training. And now we've brought the latest science, the latest experience, because, you know, we work with tens of thousands of customers on a regular basis, and now we have the ability to bring the absolute best with the greatest video. I mean, video is so easy to shoot in high definition these days. It really is the culmination of my life's work, and I'm so excited to share it with people and help people get more results in less time and really, you know, change the world, get people into the transformation contest that are free to enter where they can win my money and, you know, get, you know, amazing results and be part of my 10 million transformation mission, which is to help 10 million men and women around the world to transform their bodies and their lives by the year 2020. And we're on track to do this, but we need everybody's participation. We need everyone to get excited about it, and we need to keep on pushing and, you know, doing our finishers and all that great stuff, Mike. And I can't thank you enough for all the great support and help that you've given me and been part of my mission and the trust and, you know, the hard work that you put into this. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Very happy to do it and glad to be a part of it.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm so glad that you've taken the time to talk to us, and I know you got a full plate with the launch coming in just a couple of weeks, and I'll be sure to let my readers know all about that. Very excited about it. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, great questions, Mike. I mean, you are always great to talk to and always great to work out with up there in Lapeer, Michigan at Brian Calicay's studio. And we're going to be filming lots of workouts in the future, doing lots of these calls and helping a lot of people. So thanks, everybody. And if you want to ever ask me a question, just drop by turbulencetrainingfanpage.com. That's my Facebook page. And we answer every single question that's there. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome stuff. You heard it from the man himself. And, of course, we are looking very forward to that Turbulence Training 2.0 launch. And if you have any questions about the program, shoot an email over to cranktraininghelp@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to take a look at those. And if I don't have the answer, then I'll get it from Craig and take a look, and we'll get those answers back to you. So we will look forward to a fantastic launch, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike.